Power on.
Ask Drone You.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You.
Awesome indeed, Paul, and welcome to episode number 85, everybody. Thank you for being with us.
We super appreciate it.
We super appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Just I'm trying to change it up a little bit because, you know, we keep getting more and more of these questions that are by email, so it's time we have a little fun with them.
It is, and frankly, we might want to start saying, you know what? If you're going to email us a question, we will answer it as soon as you record the question. But we won't do that.
No, we're not going to do that.
We
rather,
just appreciate the questions.
We're just going to invite one of our dear cohorts, Mr. Brian Chin, who is here giving us the voiceover of the questions so that you have an understanding and a perspective of what these questions actually are.
And this question, by the way, is coming from actually a member of our community.
That's right.
Cam in the Denver Breckenridge area. Cameron, actually. And so thank you very much, Cameron. We appreciate it. And let's hear your question.
Anyway, on to my question. I've shot probably five houses, Phantom 2 with a Hero 4, commercially, and have been extremely undercharging. My first flight for a new client is free. Then I only charge $100 for a 20-minute, one-battery flight.
What?
Yes, that's lower than you've ever heard of, I'm sure, but I just needed to get a few clients to prove my worth before charging more. However, now that I'm getting more business, I need to significantly increase my rates. I'm curious to know how you'd go about doing it. I'd like to charge closer to $500, but jumping up that much that quickly could easily scare away my only two clients. Any insight you could provide would be more than helpful.
Well, I think it's time we give him the insight. And Brian, thank you so much for that voiceover. We appreciate it.
That was beautiful work.
You got to love this office. It's full of wonderful, wonderful people. And people are just full of such wonderment and hope. And frankly, they're just so happy.
Bye, Brian.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Have a good day. Anyways, it's actually a really good question. I'm sure there are actually a lot of people out there that are dealing with the same kind of dilemma.
It's true. And we just want to say, Cameron, we're not trying to make fun at all. We just want to have fun with
yeah,
the question.
Yeah, so it's a great question.
It actually really is, and it's something that I even had to go through myself. One of my questions, though, back to you, Cam, is, you say you're flying only one battery for 20 minutes. Are you editing that footage afterwards, or are you just handing over raw footage? I imagine you're editing it together. First of all, the first key to charging more to your clients, you have to prove that you're worth it, which means you really have to be able to fly indoors. I don't know if you're flying indoors or not. I can imagine with the one battery, you're probably just flying outside around the house.
But it's not a bad strategy to give your first video away.
True.
When you're getting started.
Absolutely true. But you also have to be able, the first houses that you do are really the stepping stone for you. It's your trial period. You really got to hone in on what the realtor wants, what you could have done better.
Keep in mind, somebody's taking a chance on you to let you do that without that portfolio to show them. So
that's true. So what I would do is I would make a video, Cam, that's worth $500. And what do I mean by that? I would do one more house for this $100 and just give them $100, but then say, you know what, I'm going to do something extra for you just this once, and I want to fly inside of the house. Now, if you remember our prepping webinar, we talked about how to prep for real estate and the things that you need to do, and most of the time, realtors do those things anyway, but it's just really important for you to know what to do to prep a house. I would fly the inside. I would start the video on the exterior of the house. I would go through the door, fly the inside, showcase different aspects and pieces of the backyard and overall establishing view and location of the property. Edit all that together, put some beautiful music on it, and upload it, because the only way you're going to be able to charge more is if the realtor can really envision the deliverable. They want to know what they're going to get for that price. And if you've been giving them a 2-minute long video just flying the outside, and you say, hey, I'm going to raise my prices, they're going to be like, well, what am I getting for the increase in price?
Yeah.
Because remember, you have to focus on the value, right?
Absolutely. I think that makes perfect sense. And of course, we're making an assumption about the videos that, you've been producing, Cam. You might be producing $500 videos and you've just been giving them away for $100.
Yeah, and I'm just making an assumption though, because on one battery, you're super limited.
True.
When I fly a house, and this is only after 2 years of flying houses, I've got it down to 3 or 4 batteries, and that means I'm in and out the door.
And you're really efficient. Have planned out the flight plan, et cetera, before you ever get there.
Correct. And I'm also never taking my orientation off the house. Meaning, even if I am flying back to an original position to reshoot that same take, I'm flying in reverse.
Right.
So if the footage looks good, I could still use it.
Yeah, which you actually end up using a lot.
Yep. I love, yeah, flying in, that's actually how I got into figuring out that flying in reverse gets much better footage than flying forward.
Right.
Especially on quadcopters.
Yeah, watch any of Paul's videos and you'll see a lot of backwards footage.
Well, we've reversed the footage, but the only way you can tell, I think 809 Guadalupe was a great example. Cam, I can send you that video if you want, but the only way you can tell that I'm flying in reverse is notice which way the dog is walking. And the dog is walking
that's
a straight up moonwalk.
Cool. That's awesome. That's actually extra. That's an extra $50 for the dog moonwalking.
Yeah, what's the upsell? Cameron, what I would say though is make sure you have 3 price points. Offer them a lower price point, but if you're just doing exterior shots, now you're charging $250. If you're doing a fly through with a house, you know, offer the interior and exterior of the house in a fully produced video with copyright free music for $500. And then I would offer exterior photos and videos and the fly through for $650 to $700. Now that price range is almost exactly what I'm doing right now.
And you're doing that at Albuquerque, and we've done some analysis on this in past podcasts, actually, about the value of a video here relative to somebody like Denver.
Yeah,
somewhere like Denver.
Denver, you should be able to charge a lot more.
Yeah.
In my mind, I think you know, shooting for $500 now is good. Get some more houses under your belt, and then go up to $650, which is where I am now. From these are all houses like $500 to $900K.
Right.
So in fact, I have another one to do. I should have done it already, but the weather has been awful here.
The weather has not cooperated. But another thought I've had here, Paul, is that we're talking about, and don't misunderstand me. I think the fact that you have 2 clients already is fantastic.
Absolutely.
But it's just 2 clients. So there's a couple of ways that you can go with that. And so for example, you might just start talking about those 2 clients, and you might just give them a reduced discount or a reduced price for the foreseeable future and build off of what you're able to do for them. But new clients, you're charging more based on the schedule that Paul just mentioned. But with these 2, you definitely maybe want to give them more time because they did take a chance on you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you want to kind of grandfather them into a
right.
discount. You know, so let's say you're charging $500 for other realtors because, I mean, you and I had the same thing. You gain confidence as you continue to do work.
Right.
And, you know, to go back to your main realtor, and I had a main realtor, and I still have that main realtor, to go back and raise the rates significantly, they don't like it.
Right.
But if you kind of go about what we told you, you know, grandfather them into a discount and systematically raise the price over time and use their material as marketing material, you know, as Vic says, you know, you're only as good as your last video.
Right.
Use that marketing material to gain new clients. I think you should be good to go and charge your new clients your price rates. Don't move on the price at all.
Yeah. And as we talk about, becoming a confident pilot is such an important part of turning this passion into a profitable business. If you're confident in what you're doing, Cam, there should be no issues with you charging that $500 level. It's worth it.
Absolutely. I totally, totally, totally agree. You know, there was a couple other things that came to mind here when Cam, Brian, was actually voicing over this question. And yeah, I mean, without seeing the video, we are doing a lot of this based off of assumptions, but it's so good to practice. You know, even if you're not flying houses, you got to get on the sticks all the time. Oh man, there was something I was going to say. It just totally escaped my mind. Oh, realtors. So here's the thing about realtors, Cam. You have to remember that most realtors, they're picky. Well, I mean, how would you describe realtors in a nice way, but Rob, in a way that also kind of showcases to the guys who are flying real estate, like, look, you got to hold their hand sometimes. You got to make them happy.
Well, I'll just say it this way. And because we've had a lot of dealings with realtors, it's a very competitive business.
Mm-hmm.
Selling homes obviously is very competitive. And so they're looking to get the absolute best presentation of their product.
Yep.
At least a good realtor is. And so you just have to understand that and work with them. They're reasonable people.
Yep.
Let them know what you do. Understand what they want and try to give them what they want, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Cam, if you have any more questions for us about flying real estate, or for anyone else who has questions about flying real estate, go ahead and send your question to Ask a Drone You, and there you can record your voice. You can tell us what your question is. If you keep sending questions to support at the Drone You, we definitely appreciate it. Chances are it's going to get voiced over, because why not?
We're going to have a little fun with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, why not? That's what we're here to do, right? Yes. We're here to live our passion. We're here to have fun. And they're out there having fun, too. And I feel like, you know what? Though, as Gandhi said it best, those who are the most flexible get the least bent out of shape.
I like it.
Do you like that?
I like it.
That's my inspirational quote for today,
Rob. That is deep.
Hey, still waters run deep.
Okay. On that note.
On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today, guys. Don't forget, we got a killer webinar coming up this Monday. We're going to be talking about the 10 things you need to know to build an industrial drone. In fact, we just got all of our parts in here to teach that class. We're super excited.
It is Christmas morning for Paul here.
Oh, absolutely. I have never seen props that big in my life.
It's actually not morning, but it feels like Christmas morning because the package just came in.
It does. It does. In fact, the props that we have for this Y6 are bigger than the Alta drone that's made by FreeFly. That's that new $8,500 drone that has the gimbal on top. So.
And that's one of the cool things about this webinar and about this build is that you're going to find out how to build an industrial size strength drone that you can use for so many different things at a really incredible price.
Yeah.
Once you add it all up.
I completely agree. Guys, it's going to be one you don't want to miss. Thank you again so much for your questions. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. But we'll see you next time. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You. Ask Drone You. Ask Drone You. Ask Drone You. Ask Drone You.